tonight talking to Jerry Cook, who's in charge of the game branch. And we're going to be taking a look at deer survey techniques, some of the different ways that we get these numbers.
We do various kinds of surveys around the state depending on the habitats. For instance, in South Texas, we use aerial transects as a key indicator of deer density and the composition of deer herds. We use spotlight surveys in much of Texas. It's a very versatile technique where lots of country can be surveyed at one time with good counts. We use walking surveys. We use composition counts. We essentially have to create and shape a survey almost county by county because of the variations that arise in habitats and those kinds of things.
Generally, do you use the different surveys due to how well or how poorly you can see the deer in the different habitats?
Absolutely. If you have a canopy habitat that is oak forest, doing an aerial survey is kind of a waste of time. But on the other side of the coin, when you have very dense vegetation, doing a spotlight survey is not particularly useful because you have no visibility
of
vegetation. So you have to get kind of creative at times to get at a good index.
Now, a lot of people, we have a kind of wonder about the numbers that we're actually collecting. We don't try to get an exact count of the number of deer in an area.
No. We do sample surveys with the idea of looking at how many animals in a unit area will be found in a habitat. We can look at the characteristics of those animals during the harvest surveys, looking at animals that are stored in ice houses, and look at age structure of harvest, those kinds of things. So when you're looking at how well animals perform in an area, and then look at how the densities are distributed over an area, then you can look at how you might have to modify that population to make it more stable.
I understand. So we're basically taking a look at a long-range type of look at the population and how it varies over a given period of time. And then for each season, we're taking a look at the numbers, the numbers before the season starts and the numbers during the season when we take a look at the ice houses.
Exactly. And that gives us a good handle on how intensively animals are harvested. For instance, in lots of East Texas counties, as much as 40, 50, or maybe 60% of the bucks harvested are yearlings, which are fawns the previous year. That's a pretty intensive harvest rate. And that's essentially what we base one buck bag limits on, and where we have more liberal bags, it's because the population to hunter relationships are much more favorable for the population.
I understand. So we're looking at these different numbers and they give us a pretty good clue over the years, especially after we've been collecting data for how long now?
Since the 50s.
Since the 50s.
In parts of Texas.
So almost 50 years in many parts of Texas. And so we get a pretty good idea from looking at the numbers, how they relate to what's actually going on out in the field.
Yeah, again, it depends on how you're looking at it and what you're looking for. And they'll fool you sometimes. One of the things that occurred back in the 70s in East Texas was the discovery of salmonella, a disease that's endemic in that area that has an effect on survivability of fawns, something we couldn't get from our surveys. But we knew that when harvest pressure was applied through the hunting season, that the deer herd was doing funny things. And it prompted some research that gave us a better understanding of what was going on there.
Let's take a look at probably one of the more common ways that we census deer, which would be the spotlight count.
Mm-hmm.
And during that technique, we take a look at the fact that we drive a certain distance. We have spotters on board the back of a truck with spotlights. They're counting not only deer, but any other fur bearer they see.
Everything that moves.
Everything that moves
everything
is counted.
Everything that moves is counted.
And of course on deer, if it's possible, we try to determine sex. And whether it's a fawn, yearling, or an adult deer.
Right. Exactly. So we're getting as much of composition information as we can while we're observing. But it's a good index for comparing various species in the area. We'll look at predators, as you pointed out. We look at fur bearers. We'll count rabbits. Whatever we see on the
rabbits
survey is recorded for later analysis.
Must admit, I've called out a few spiders in my time as well. Eye shine off the spiders pretty amazing at night. What we'd like to also mention during